JB3 MXM. We'll be starting in just a few moments, or we'll be starting in about 20 minutes here at 8 o'clock for the section echo link. JB3 MXM.
All right, Marty, starting my uploading now, so start looking for the list. KB3 JQQ.
Okay, Scott, thank you very much.
First batch just went up, KB3 JQQ.
Yeah, this is KB3 MXM. Thank you for joining us. We'll be starting in 5 minutes with the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net. Thank you very much, KB3 MXM. KA2JAI, Mike, you got that new repeater up and running. I did put it in the section news. Is that what we're listening to tonight?
Yes, Marty. Thanks very much for making that change. I saw it in the newsletter. We are up and running tonight and going forward on the 146805 in Millersville now.
Okay, very good. Thank you. KB3 MXM standing by.
KA2JAI.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Oscar, Quebec, November, listening.
Kilo Charlie 3, Oscar, Quebec, November. Thank you for joining us. We'll be starting in just a few moments. My name is Marty. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 3, Mike, X-ray Mike. And the net will begin at 8 o'clock, KB3 MXM.
Okay, thank you. Oh, I guess I'll join in.
S3RES, listening on 146.805.
All right, very good, Ray. We'll be starting here in just a moment. I have a few more stations is logging in, so I'll give them a chance to check in, and then we'll begin. This is KB3 MXM. This is the monthly Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net. Thank you. Oh, look, Paul's checked in from Hawaii. It must be nice there. Okay, Paul, we'll be starting in just a few moments. Everyone stand by. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Aloha to you too, sir. Okay, my name is Marty. I'm the Maryland BC Section Manager. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 3, Mike, X-ray Mike. And you're listening to the monthly Maryland BC Section Echo Link. This evening, we're going to talk a little bit about what you're listening to, maybe perhaps on Echolink, as many of you use this. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about field day, stay at home, or other changes that might occur. We're going to talk about field day, the historic preservation of field day. If you haven't ordered your field day stuff yet, well, you might just want to because it might be one of a kind. Also, we're going to talk about FCC licensing online, the rookie roundup on the 19th of April, the amateur radio International Space Station's postponement of all their contacts. We're going to talk a little bit about podcasts and other online opportunities, ham radio, shortwave, a bunch of magazines that are now available online. And on top of all that, we're going to talk about space right above you. So stand by. We'll get started in just a moment. KB3 MXM.
This is the MMA.
It's okay, Mike. It's happened to everybody. All right. We'll go ahead and get started. Thank you all for joining us this evening, and we'll try to get to everyone on the list. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the section in your areas as well. And I want to cover as much as possible this evening. Tomorrow, let me just a reminder, tomorrow we're going to have I'm going to have another hosted Echolink net primarily focused on field day. On field day. What are your plans? Some just suggestions for doing field day under the current stay at home. I know it's in June, but it doesn't hurt to plan. And also how that will affect you. So I know some of you have maybe made reservations in your local parks, or you might have made other accommodations ahead of time. We know that the Hamvention is canceled, so they've had a big challenge there, as well as some of the events that have been going on within the section. So training, the extra class had to shift to online. And Roland's going to have a operator's class online. Testing sessions, I'm sure you all read about that. If you stay current with amateur radio news. And clubs are starting to are actually a lot of them have switched to online meetings. So very important. So stand by. Let me take another roster list and we'll get started. Or we'll continue. Okay, first I would like to thank the NBC section staff and leadership for all of their hard work. There are a lot of individuals that are doing some monumental efforts on everyone's part throughout our NBC section to keep things moving. Also, I'd like to thank the Atlantic Division leadership for their continued support. I've had conversations with Tom Abernathy, W3TOM, often during the pandemic and the shutdown, so and the stay-at-home. A lot of challenges there. Also, I'd like to thank all of our amateur radio club leadership, their members and their communities, as well as ARES members and their leadership, and the NTS and other groups that make up your Maryland DC section. So everyone's working, I think, in the right direction, making progress under these challenging conditions, and I hope that all of you appreciate all the hard work being done. We're, as a group, we're tenacious, and we're clever, and we're resourceful, and we're ham. So continue to share your wins and losses with your members and your fellow hams. And as I've said before, I encourage you to try to get in touch with as many members, amateur radio members, as you know. Call them on the phone, talk to them on the radio, even if you have to go knock on their door but then run away. But even if you have, just make sure all of our fellow hams are okay, and if they have any needs or unmet needs, that somehow we can help them. So thank you. Break. Okay, let me go back over here to my cheat sheet. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was if you didn't realize, there are 39 nodes in Maryland DC section, 39. So in other words, if you go to your Echolink and up at the very top you see that pair of binoculars, if you search on Baltimore or you search on the initials MD for Maryland or DC for DC, or you search on like a county like St. Mary's County or a city like Laurel, Greenbelt, Port Deposit, Silver Spring, and you find those nodes, and then you save them in your saved area under favorites, you can create a directory of nodes throughout the state. That's important, because if we want to collaborate and you want to do it on Echolink, here's a great opportunity of bringing groups together in your metropolitan area, in your community, not necessarily your club, but maybe several clubs or maybe a group. So Echolink gives you that opportunity to collaborate in a single application. And as long as you're an amateur radio operator, this is the great thing about this, you have to be a ham to get Echolink. So if you're not a ham, you can't get Echolink, which means we can have some conversations here, or we can do some planning, or just some collaboration and meets and greets. So there's 39 Maryland DC nodes in Echolink that I've counted so far, and I give you this homework assignment. Maybe you can make your favorite list look like mine. Break. The next thing I wanted to cover was Field Day, and we'll make it brief here. I'm not going to go over, wow, Chief Scott, 64. Okay, we're going to try to get to everybody. I'm not going to go over what we're doing for Field Day. It really depends on your organization and your group, but I encourage you to maintain vigilance on the changes that are occurring in the state of Maryland, D.C. So there is some new guidance that have come out from the governor, and I'm sure some more from the mayor in D.C. about wearing face masks, no social gatherings and those types of things. So hopefully tomorrow at noon, I'm going to host another Echolink Net, and we're going to talk about Field Day. Now, it could very well go away, or not that I think it will, but it could change. and hopefully it will, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to have field day. But in case we cannot have a traditional field day, what are your thoughts on enjoying field day in different ways? Okay? I've talked to the league about this. I've talked to the division director about this. There are going to be some challenges, and maybe you have challenges with logging software. Maybe that's not updated properly, but maybe you should. Logbook of the World is going to, obviously, people are going to be using that a lot, and there's going to be a class of stations, much more stations at home. But the league is not going to change the rules. Okay, we are hams and we are to adapt, and it's time to adapt. So that's all I have to say about field day. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'll leave that for you all to ponder on this evening. Great. Last thing I want to one of the other things I want to suggest to you is, I know that we're not going to have a traditional field day, but nothing says that you can't have your field day items. I ordered two shirts for field day. If you haven't seen the field day shirt, it's pretty cool. It's got a Volkswagen bus on it, and it's pretty cool looking. So I ordered two mugs, two shirts, two pins. One I might use. The other one I'm going to put away because it's going to be historic. I'm telling you. When we all get to go back to our ham fest, when they all start up again, people are going to be looking for these things. So you should be getting these items because this is the only time when there's the possibility of a field day being a field day but not in a field, okay? All right, next thing I'm going to talk about is online testing. All right, so a month ago, or a little bit more than a month ago, when we were all hearing about the possibility of having the severe pandemic, and there were some questions that were brought to my attention about having meetings. And I said, no, you shouldn't have those. What about training? No, you shouldn't have that either. And then what about testing? Well, I don't do testing. I am not responsible for testing. We have the Laurel VEC. We have other organizations that do testing, and they have elected not to do testing as a group. So during a section manager meeting online recently, the question was brought up about those particular sections that do use online testing. And they do it, many, many of them use a proctor. What that means is that they have someone in that area, in that town or community or rural location, that might be a teacher or it might be a sheriff or it might be a postmaster. And they have volunteered to be the proctor for the testing. Now, I'm not going to get into the mechanics of how that's done. It's not important here. But after that conversation, the league has now actually published on the site about very encouraging results from online testing. Now, for those of you that have taken training recently, let's say as extra or technician or general, and you're anxious to upgrade, well, I'll say if you're ready to upgrade because you're already a ham, if you're ready to upgrade, you're hoping that what you've learned you're not going to forget. Well, my suggestion is continue learning. Go back and review. Testing will resume, not sure when, but I'm not saying that online testing is going to be adopted by our VECs, and there really needs to be some more consideration for online testing before we go down that path. It certainly does open the door and the opportunity for us to think about what about online testing. I'm sure I've talked to many hams in the past, several this week, that had to travel many, many miles to and 2 hours of travel, to wait several hours to take a test. Technology has changed, and I think we should, as hams, adopt that new technology and find ways to be more efficient. That's my comment, but look forward to hearing more about online testing. Great.
Thank you.
All right, for those of you that have recently gotten your license, and if you're a technician, hopefully you have your VHF or UHF radio, or you're operating using Echolink or a Raspberry Pi or some other means to get online or on HF. Well, the Rookie Roundup is your contest this year. It is only your contest this year in that it happens on April the 19th, and you should look that up. It's Rookie Roundup on Sunday. Sunday. Since there's no sports, that might be the only sports going on. So look for that at the league website at ARRL.org. Thank you. Oh, and a couple more things. So the amateur radio ISS, International Space Station, program has been postponed with the pandemic, schools not open, and all over the world. So they've postponed any ISS contacts. You can find more information on the ARIS page. The initials are Alpha Romeo India Sierra Sierra. And some other things that are online: podcasts, Zoom meetings, training, blogs, Twitter, Facebook. I've seen a lot of activity in amateur radio online. And if you're not plugged into that, and you can, you have the ability to do that and understand it, maybe get some help from a fellow ham. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on online, and as well as things that happen right here on this node. We've got things like the bulletins, and you'll hear there things might be ARL audio news, or This Week in Amateur Radio, or Amateur Radio Newsline. Those are online, and they can be heard right here through this repeater or other link repeaters. So consider listening to that. It's a great opportunity to hear what's going on in amateur radio all over. Great. And while you're looking for something to do, the league has decided to make available some new publications. You might have seen recently the publication online, or maybe have gotten access to it as a new ham, On the Air, written for those who are just starting in this hobby and adventure, or maybe those that are looking for some activities that might want to share at their club level or their group level. Also, QEX Digital and the National Journal. That's right, the National Journal is available. So look for opportunities, plenty of stuff to do there. And this is very rewarding that the league is now sharing these publications with the amateur radio community. So look for those. And the last thing I'll talk about this evening is Field of Burn. Any of you that might have been out on a starlit night and seen a meteor fly over, well, believe it or not, amateur radio does that too. Now, you don't need an amateur radio to do it. You could do it with an FM radio, your commercial radio for listening to music. You tune that radio to a spot on the band where you don't hear any music and sit and listen. And when a meteor goes through the atmosphere and ionizes, then it can then allow radio waves to be heard from many, many, many miles away, called meteor scatter. You might have heard of tropospheric ducting, another condition where radio waves in high frequency will go very long distances. Well, here in this case, meteors are flying through space or the upper atmosphere 30 miles up. So you can imagine what the line of sight at 30 miles is. And so you'll hear a slight noise. You won't hear music. You won't hear a popping sound. It won't go whiz-bang. But if you hear something, which might be just a momentary signal from that distant radio station, then that's the meteor. And you can do that in the day, at night. If it's cloudy outside, you can do it with your ham radio by tuning into a local repeater, very far away, or there are beacons, 2-meter beacons, 2-meter, 440, 6-meter beacons. There's one in Laurel at Applied Physics Laboratory. Tune into that beacon frequency, and you might not be able to hear the beacon, but just listen. And then all of a sudden you'll hear something, and that tells you that a meteor has just burnt up in the atmosphere, and you're listening to that radio wave being refracted back to Earth again. So Field of Burn. The next meteor shower is right now. The Leonids started on the 16th and runs until the 20th. You might see one or you might hear one. Great. All right, I'm going to take a break here. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC Section Echo Link. We have a full list this evening. As a matter of fact, it's continuing to grow, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from all of you, so we're going to start right now. What I like to do is go to a repeater first, We're going to go to the KA2JAI repeater. And go ahead, Mike, anything to add, and call for stations, please.
Thank you, Marty, and I already have my mug, shirt, and cooler, so I am ready as far as that goes. We will have our third Saturday monthly meeting tomorrow morning. We are going to run it on Zoom just as we did last month. Last month we had an excellent presentation from Bruce AB3AC on Anderson Power Poles and some additional information on traffic handling and radiograms. This month we are going to have a brief OEM review from our contact at the county. We are also going to talk about crossband repeater concepts and digipeater concepts. So we've got, I think, a good program lined up for tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and take check-ins here, Marty. I already have K3RSJ, W3MAM, K3TEL, N7JKR, and KB3KWT. So if you all would stand by, I'm going to see what other check-ins we have out there. Anyone else who is going to check into the net on the 146805 in Millersville, please call now.
NS3RES, Lutherville, Maryland.
Miss Speed Juliet, 3 Kilo. Kilowatt, 3 Romeo, Romeo Papa.
Kilo 3, Romeo Lima Whiskey.
Alpha November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
Whiskey 3, November India.
Net Control, this is Kilo India 4, Sierra Zulu Frank. Chris from Sarasota County.
Echo 3, Julia Golf.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go down the list now and ask for comments. Please be brief. We have tons of people to be checked into the net yet tonight, so please be brief with your comments. Let's begin with K3RSJ. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Handle here is Bob. QTH is in Arnold. I would like to get the information to sign in on the Zoom on my computer. Could I get somebody to email that to me? Over.
Bob, I'll take care of that. Do you have an ARRL address?
Negative. I can give you my email address, though.
Okay, let's talk about it at 9-ish when the net is done. Give me a call on this repeater. W3MAM, go ahead.
Good evening to everybody else. K3RSJ, clear.
I'm sorry, Bob, we doubled. Give me a call after the net is finished around 9:15 on this repeater. W3MAM, go ahead. K3TEL. Okay, I don't know what's happening here. Let's try N7JKR. Go ahead with your comments, please.
I have no comments for this evening's net. Thank you very much. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you. Next is KB3KWT.
Comments. Back to net.
Okay, I have a partial call sign ending in RES, Romeo Echo Sierra. Go ahead.
Okay, that's November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra. Name here is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. I just wanted to check in and see, I have not, let Marty know, I have not received an email yet from Aries. With that, I'll send it back to net. N3RES, November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra, back to net.
Okay, thank you. Marty, you may want to comment on that after I get through the list. Next is WJ3K.
Good evening, all WJ3K. My only comment is that we can see that Anne Arundel County has become very, very well versed in the use of the International Phonetic Alphabet, WJ3K.
Thank you, Gordon. K3RRP.
Good evening. This is K3RRP, Ray, in Centerville, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore. No traffic for the net. Back to you.
K3RLW.
This is Bob down in Tri-Pulso on the Eastern Shore.
No traffic at this time. Thanks for putting on the net.
Thank you. N3SEO, go ahead.
Good evening, all. This is Frank in Savannah Park, and all is well here. Back to net. N3SEO.
Thank you, Frank. W3NI.
Thanks, Mike. Good evening to everyone. I would like to announce that Envis Day, which the Ohio section does each year, is going to be next Saturday, Saturday, April 25th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so any folks listening want to get on the air between those times, especially on 80, 60, and 40 meters, and I'll be listening on 3820 kilohertz, and we'll see what kind of contact we can make with each other and outside the section. Back to you, W3NI.
Thank you, Tom. Good information. I'll have to see if I'm home that day. Hi, hi. Next one is another partial call sign, KI4 question mark. Go ahead with your comments.
It's Kilo India 4, Sierra Zulu Frank, Papa Chris from Sarasota County, meeting no traffic.
Okay, and AE3JG.
This is John from Annapolis, Maryland, Anne Arundel County, and I have no traffic for that.
Okay, Marty, that takes me through my list. I'm going to turn it back to you. KA2JAI, 73.
Well done, Mike. Thank you very much. And Mike also he participates in Aries as well, so in Anne Arundel County. So very knowledgeable man there when it comes to communications, and a great resource. Thank you for everything you've done, Mike, and appreciate all the help and guidance you've given me. All right, listen, I'm not in any order here, folks. We've got a lot on the list, so I'm just going to start right here at the very top, and then we're just going to go down the list. And I'm hoping to get to everybody. And Scott's doing an absolutely superb job keeping the list updated, so thank you, Scott. We'll take a break, let the repeaters reset, and here we go.
KC3ZO.
I got your message, and I have a note of it. I'll take care of it and see where it's at. All right, here we go from the very top. We're going to go to W3ICF, Philip. Another repeater that's linked in this evening. Philip, why don't you give us a few words and then call for stations on your repeater system, please.
Good evening, Marty. W3ICF here. I'm not quite sure how many I've got out there, but if you give me a minute, I'll just ask for the RF check-ins on the W3ICF-R. Anyone out there wants to check in, come in. Take your time. I'm going to leave a little space there so Marty can write it down. Come ahead, check-ins from W3ICF-R.
Kilo Bravo 3, Echo Oscar Foxtrot.
Kilo 3, Kilo Oscar Hotel, Kurt and Jefferson.
W3FFW, Rick from Thurmont.
Sorry, very noisy, unable to copy.
The last station that checked in after Thurmont, your signal wasn't strong enough. Try one more time, please.
This is Echo 3 Bravo. How copy?
All right. I got the Echo, the 3, and the Bravo. Give me the first letter. Let it pause for a second and give me the first letter one more time, please.
This is Alpha Echo 3 Bravo. Name is Rob.
Okay, Rob, I've got you. Thank you very much. All right, anyone else on the W3ICF repeater?
This is NE3R.
This is.
Anybody else there on the W3ICF-R repeater?
This is.
I only got part of that, Marty. KB3, Kurt. Do you copy any more on that?
Yeah, I think so. Kurt, you're out there on the fringe area, but Kurt, we got you. I think it's Kilo Bravo 3, Charlie Uniform Foxtrot. Is that right?
relay, KC3VO is a Green Mobile in Green Castle, Pennsylvania. Green Castle, Pennsylvania.
The call sign is Kilo Bravo 3 Tango Foxtrot Uniform. Name is Kurt in Green Castle, Pennsylvania. Over. Oh, and is this an actual net? Over.
All right, Kurt, I've got you. Kilo Bravo 3 Tango Foxtrot Uniform. Thank you, Kurt. And yes, this is the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink net on the third Friday of every month. I am net control. I am the section manager. My name is Marty, Kilo Bravo 3, Mike, X-ray Mike. Thank you, Kurt, for checking in. Please stand by. Going to the top of the list here, Phil, do you have any words to the net?
No, we're loaded. I'll just keep quiet. Things are happening up here, though, and I hope that Mike, K3DO is in here with us and give us status tonight. So KB3EOF, go ahead and pick it up there. W3ICF. Take it, Sandy.
KB3EOF, I just wanted to say I'm seeing some magnificent efforts by the ham radio leadership and our local club organization, and my hat's off to them. So I guess the next one on the list is K3KOH. Kurt, KB3EOF.
Thank you, Sandy. I echo your comments. This is W3ICF. This is K3KOH. No other traffic. Thank you, and God help everyone out there with this pandemic. K3KOH clear.
Thank you, Kurt. I think the next one after there was W3, Fox, Fox, Whiskey. Go ahead.
W3FFW. No comments for this evening, back to net.
Thank you. AE3B, Rob, pick it up there, W3SF.
Thank you, everybody, for running the net. I use Zoom at work and have done so for a few years. We've had success with Zoom at the Aero Club in Essex, W3PGA. If anyone needs assistance, I am willing to offer it. And you can reach me on my email via QRZ. For Bob, K3RSJ, I did email you momentarily, just a little while ago, actually. AE3B, back to you.
Thank you, Rob. Going to move down to Joe now. KE3R, Joe, pick it up. W3ICF.
Good evening, everyone on the net. And you mentioned Field Day and the special 2020 Field Day shirts and whatnot. And you reminded me, many of the people locally know that I'm really big into Scouts, and Scouts love to collect patches, especially my son. They have a huge event. They're expecting over 9,000 people this summer. Probably isn't going to happen, but he's got some patches that'll have a story when he's my age, and I think I'll do the same with some 2020 Field Day memorabilia. Back to net. This is NE3R.
Sorry about that, Joe. Couldn't read my own writing. KB3, Tara Fox Uniform. Kurt, I hope I got that one right. Go ahead, please.
Roger that. That is correct. Kilo Bravo 3. Tango Foxtrot Uniform in Green Castle, Pennsylvania. Thank you for allowing me to check in. I think this is my first time to check in to your net. I'm pretty sure of that. Anyway, if you would repeat, this is in Montgomery County, Maryland, from what I thought.
I've got you here at the W3ICF-R repeater in Frederick, Maryland. Got you as KB3TFU. Kurt, understand it's your first time. We do this on the third Friday of each month, 8 p.m. Be sure and join us next month. W3ICF, is there any additional check-ins from our repeater? Come ahead.
Net control, Mosquito India 4, Sierra Zulu Frank, Foster, Chris from Sarasota, Florida County. No traffic. Temperature is 82 degrees, over.
Okay, I don't hear anybody else out of our repeater, so I'm going to return it back to Marty. I hope that worked out okay there, Marty. W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, very good. Thank you. Yes, okay, all right, thank you. If you're texting, I'm running a long list in the text box. As they say in the sailing business, I'm single-handed this evening. I did get Chris, 82 degrees in Florida, Kilo India 4, Sierra Zulu Foxtrot, thank you. All right, let's continue down the very long list we have. And we'll take care of Phil. Phil, you're done. And how about, do we have November? Or do we have North Dakota 3, Dakota? Do we have ND3D? Bob, go ahead.
Hey, I'll say a very good evening to everyone tonight, and thanks for all the good information. This is ND3D. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Bob. Oh, I see Jim, WI3N. Jim from our Atlantic Division. I'm sorry, Jim, I just saw your name on the list. Do you have a few words for our net this evening, sir?
Okay, thank you, Marty. Well, nothing from the division part of it, but I will say that the Laurel Amateur Radio Club canceled our meeting last month, but this month we're going to do a Zoom meeting with an SDR presentation in it, so that should be interesting. And hopefully the city will get our shack, which is attached to their EOC VPN, working, so maybe we'll be doing field day remotely. Should be interesting. Okay, thank you. Maybe see you tomorrow at noon. Back to net, WI3M.
All right, thank you, Jim. I'd like to go to Paul. Aloha, Paul, from Hawaii. Golf 3, Sierra Echo Alpha. Paul, do you have a few words for our net this evening, please?
Yeah, aloha everybody from G3SCA stroke KH6. I thought I'd drop in to see how John was doing, and I saw there was a net, so I just dropped in to listen to what's going on. And I just wish that you all remain safe over there and we get through this little spiky bugger of a virus. Back to net from G3SCA stroke KH6.
Free Victor Oscar.
Okay, I got a Victor Oscar. Hang on a second, I got to run my pencil. Hang on a second. Yeah, Paul, hang on a second. Victor Oscar. All right, hang on a second there, station. Yes, Paul, bugger, you say. That's great. You know, I put in our section news, which you can find on the league website under MDC section. I said maybe a new definition for QTH, quarantined at the house. Not referencing the app. But quarantined at the house is pretty much a QTH now. So thanks a lot for joining us this evening, Paul. Appreciate you being there. All right, let me take the Victor Oscar. Give me your call sign. We'll be back to you in just a moment. Give me the Victor Oscar call sign again.
Charlie 3, Victor Oscar. Kilowatt Canada 3, Virginia, Ontario.
Okay, I've got Kilo Charlie 3, Victor Oscar. Okay, I have you on the list, sir. Please stand by. We'll be back with you in just a moment. I'd like to go to Milford N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf.
There we go. Too many computers and screens and all that. Good evening, Marty, and good evening to everybody on the net. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie. Everything here is fine. I am staying home because of age and health conditions. I do not have COVID. 19, but I don't want COVID-19 either, so I'm staying home and working from home. And with that, I'll pass it back. One of the fellows in our group said, keep safe, keep apart, and keep connected. So I think that's something we can be very good mindful of. Marty, thank you very kindly for running the net. Now back to you. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
All right, thank you very much. I'd like to go over to Kurt, W3TOY He is from Skywarn, and I'd like to have Kurt check in with us and just give us very briefly, do we have any severe weather outlooks in the next couple of days, sir? Go ahead, Kurt.
Good evening, Marty and Annette. Not that I'm aware of. We did have some severe weather earlier in the week, and excuse me, but I don't know of any that's coming, that's forecast for coming up. I may be wrong, but at this moment, I'm not aware of any. WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much. And now I'd like to go to November 3, Yankee, Romeo, Zulu. Michelle, do you have a few words for the net, please?
Well, good evening, everyone. We're in the same boat. Going to be doing our May meeting by Zoom. We had a test net tonight on Zoom to try it out and see how it works. Seems like it's going to work out well. So back to the net. 73, everyone.
All right. Thank you very much. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net. Now I'd like to go to Chris. Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. He's the net manager for the Baltimore Traffic Net. Chris, a few words, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Thanks very much for running the net tonight. Just want to say everyone's doing a great job adapting and overcoming, doing what hams do best, and we're looking forward to the Aries meeting tomorrow morning. That's all for me, AB3WG.
All right, thank you. And that net runs nightly 145.33, 2-meter repeater out of Shawsville, Maryland, which is north of Baltimore before the Mason-Dixon, just to the east of 83. And it has a really good coverage area. Check in with that net, see if you can hear it, and then go ahead and check in with net control. Lots of good information going on there, and it's good to know that you can get to a net if necessary. All right. Very interesting, Paul. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm hearing reports, too, where it's rolling through again. All right. Let's continue on here. I'd like to go to our assistant section emergency coordinator, Stephen, KC3DSO. Stephen, a few words for the net, please.
KC3DSO, Stephen, thank you very much, Marty. Good net you got going. The only thing I wanted to bring up is just a reminder for everybody, the Maryland DC section WinLink check-in net is run on the second Tuesday of every month. If anybody's interested in getting instructions, I put a link in the text, which I can do if anybody else puts up another question or asks me for it. I don't know if it scrolls up too far for you to see it. Or you can send me an email, my call sign at Gmail, kc3dso@gmail.com, and I can get you out a set of instructions. We increased our participation this month by almost 50%, so I'm hoping to get as many people as possible on the WinLink. You don't have to have an RF connection. So please, go ahead and drop me a note if you want to jump in. That's it for me, Marty. Thanks very much. KC3DSO.
Okay, WinLink. WinLink, Nivis, all those should be very familiar with those that do that. So WinLink is your application. It's radio email, basically, as well as other things that you can actually get information from. But very, very useful, especially in Nivis mode, near vertical incident skywave. If you're in a if you're in a disaster area and you have to get some messages out, and it's beyond VHF range or you don't have any infrastructure, you can use WinLink and Nivis to pass messages. And we've actually done Connex is here in the Maryland area using WinLink as well. Thank you very much, sir. I'd like to go to Ken. Ken, in Anne Arundel County, KG4USN. Ken, a few words to the net, please.
Good evening, Marty. Thanks for running the net tonight. Big net as usual. Hello, everyone. Hope you're all being safe and smart. The only sort of local news, I'm not sure if Tom is on and talked to anybody about, we had a very successful Aries HF net this week, so that was you know, glad to start moving into that, and eventually we'll also do digital on that net. That's it for me. Back to net control.
Wow. 32 connections on the node tonight, guys. Hey, folks, thank you very much. Very nice to have you all check in. And really, really appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to go a two-for deal here, I hope. I hope you've got Pam and Jeff sitting here. I hope the two of you are, I think it's Pam. You might be on separate connections, but I know that you're in the same QTH. I know this. Let's go to Pam first. Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey, Sierra, go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey, Sierra, and roger that on, we are in the same QTH, but we are on located in different rooms, so we don't pounce on each other's signals too much. And for my comments this evening, I have already thought about alternative field day activities, and I can elaborate that. Tomorrow during the noontime field day net with you, and hope to talk to you then. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Pam. And why don't you go ahead and let's get the old man on there. Where's he at? I got him on the list here somewhere. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. This is Jeff, KB3SPH. Just want to echo a few other comments. We've been setting up and hosting a few Zoom teleconferences for various radio meetings, and it's working out well, so I endorse it. Back to net, KV3SPH.
You know, Jeff, that's an excellent suggestion. I'm going to write that one down, the word hosting. So there's a way to do this, and you don't have to necessarily, of course, I am going to go buy the licensed version because of all the activities I'm doing. But if you have the capability as a host, and you're in the amateur radio community, by all means, I think we should all share. And the opportunities to do this will give not only those that are hosting, but those that are participating. Because what's going on right now, I'm really seriously considering what would happen if we did a Zoom meeting for the section net. I know some people are like, "Oh no, I got to find a picture to put up there." Okay, well, you don't have to have a picture. But I was thinking maybe perhaps next month or when this all blows over, we might have a Zoom section EchoLink meeting. Great suggestion, Jeff. I wrote it down. Okay, let's go to Al, W3YVQ, section traffic manager. Al, please give us just a few words, and please be brief. We've got lots of people on the list this evening, sir. Thank you.
Oh, my reputation precedeth me again. Oh, Marty, everybody on the net. Hope everyone is well. Now, listening to various comments, I'll ask a few important questions here tonight in line with the what do we do after we get there subject matter I've brought up for the last few months. First of all, is each and every person checked in tonight confident that they could run a directed traffic net, that is to say an ARIES or an NTS net, in which you have many check-ins, each listing traffic for a number of different outlets on the net, and be able to get all that properly documented, listed, and get the traffic dispatched. It actually is a considerable skill set, and it can be learned, however, by even the most novice operators among us, with patient, experienced folks teaching. Consider that a project. If you're running an EchoLink or a WL2K net with RF connections, like through repeaters on this net tonight, consider that when you try to run those nets, the people on the radio may not be able to hear all the check-ins, since some may only articulate themselves via a telnet windlink or a radio windlink connection. Consequently, in my national conferences on EchoLink or SET-type operations, we exchange a Q&I list with all the participants on a periodic basis throughout the net via WL2K so they can see everybody who's checked in and their jurisdiction and the pending traffic list. And lastly, remember that FEMA and other agencies who are activated under section chiefs, under NIMS ICS command sites. We'll be using ICS forms of various kinds. The one that we'll probably see most is the ICS 213. Everyone on the net ought to be familiar with what it looks like and the fact that the original gets transmitted exactly as written with upper and lower case and punctuation and the title block name, including the response area of the form. And the reply, when sent back, has the response area part of the form filled out, but the original part above it is returned also, so that the recipient, who might be a different section operator from the time the message was originated, can see the original content. So check up on what the ICS form looks like and how to send it via Winlink or via our digital traffic network in our national messaging services via what's called the hybrid radiogram, which is a standard radiogram in all respects except in the text. The email formatted ICS 213 textual content is pasted, which includes upper and lower case and punctuation. 7-3-0, stay safe. Have a great weekend, W3YVQ.
Okay, we're going to let repeaters reset. This is KB3MXM, Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net. Please stand by. Okay, one of the other topics that I mentioned this evening, and I'll go back to that now, I mentioned shortwave radio or ham radio. You know, one of the things that I enjoy is shortwave listening. And if you already have a shortwave radio, it doesn't matter what kind, or you have a multiband ham radio, I will tell you that there has been an increase in the amount of activity on shortwave since the pandemic has gripped this world. And there are many stations, both domestic, called domestic shortwave stations, here located in the United States, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, out west in the West Coast. There are many shortwave stations located here that broadcast to other other world locations. But there's also radio stations all over the world that not only broadcast their independent programming, but also relay programming from all other places of the world. You can hear programs in many languages. So if you haven't yet had the opportunity to listen to shortwave recently, I would encourage you to do so. There's a great list online. You can find them pretty much anywhere. And it can be a little challenging, but I think you'll enjoy it, especially if the contesting isn't entertaining you, maybe the shortwave will. Great. I know I haven't gotten to everyone this evening, but there's a very long list. If you'd like to leave us, if you need to leave, and you'd like to leave a comment in the text box, or you'd like to be contacted more about this net, please leave your message in the text box, and we'll make sure we get back to you. For anyone who's on this net that's interested in ARES, Amateur Radio Emergency Services, if you are already a member and you have some questions, contact your emergency coordinator, or you can contact the section emergency coordinator or his assistant who was on the net this evening, or you can always send me an email at my call sign, Kilo Bravo 3 Mike, X-ray Mike, at ARRL.net. And if you're not an ARES member, we encourage you to join. It's a very short application. You fill it out, you send it in, and you're on your way. It'll include opportunities for training and emergency communications and response, and your ability to serve your community in times of need. So thank you. Great. Okay, I saw someone already send an email. Please let me know if you're interested in the net. Just put net or ARES so I know how to respond, because I won't know which topic to send to you. So if you can do that, I thank you. K3RSJ, thank you for your email. We'll capture that in the text box. Continuing with the list this evening, and thank you all for being patient, I'd like to go to KC3OQN. KC3OQN, do you have a few words for the net, please? All right, how about Bob, KB3JK?
Good evening, Marty, and good evening, everyone. Annette, I've been popping in and out a little bit. I just got set up on Winlink tonight, so I was checking things out, and I wanted to make sure I touched in. That's about it from Boonesboro, Maryland, Washington County. Stay well, stay healthy, and keep playing ham radio. 73K83JK. Back to that.
All right. Thank you for checking in from Washington County. Let's go to Kilo India 4. Oh, we already did that one. Yes, that was Frank, I believe. Let's go to Charlie. Let me start over. Kilo 3, Charlie, Tango, Bravo. Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. Let's go to Mark, Whiskey 3, Mike, Golf, Zulu. All right, Kilo, Charlie 3, Alpha, Echo, Alpha, Foxtrot, Gary. All right, Kilo, Charlie 3, Kilo, Mike, Yankee, iPhone user, you're next.
This is KC4KMY. This is the first time I've dialed into this net. What a great net you guys are running, and I think it's a great service. Anyway, Highland, Maryland, and back to you, KC4KMY.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. Yeah, when I use my phone, the same thing. I'm not used to pressing it on, pressing it off. Now, on the laptop, I have the left control button, momentary PTT. So I have to hold it down to talk. I have to be very careful because if I'm going through the list like I am right now, I can let that control button go. I'm still transmitting. So I have to be inside the window for the control button to turn it on and off. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. KC3 November, Tango Golf, Justin. Justin, are you still here? And a few words, please. All right, nothing heard. Let's go to Kilo 3, Romeo, Yankee, Romeo.
Hi, this is Ben in Boyds, Maryland, Montgomery County. I'm just getting acquainted with EchoLink again after not using it for several years. Good net. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Back to net control. K3RYR.
Well, I'm glad you joined us this evening. Every month on the third Friday, we'll be here. And I send out EchoLink. I send out the section news. I'm sorry, folks, have been rather busy. My day job has been difficult this week, or since this pandemic. The section news actually went out just an hour before the net this evening. But it's sent out. You can find it on the ARRL website. Go to the upper right-hand corner. Type in the letters MBC. Find the section area. Click on that, and that's where you'll find the news. If you're a league member and you would like it to be sent to you via email, sign up in your profile to receive section news, and you'll get it because I also send it out through the list server at headquarters. Thank you. All right, let's go to Stu. WI3J. Stu, you're next.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everyone. WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Thanks for running that. Very interesting net this evening there, Marty. Enjoyed it very much. Back to you. Thank you, WI3J.
All right, very good. Thank you, Stu. Do we have Paul still on? November 3, Romeo, Quebec, Victor. Paul? All right, I don't hear Paul. We're going to go to Ross, and then after Ross is David. So Ross, November 2, Oscar Kilo, you're next.
Buddy, it's Whiskey 2, Oscar Kilo. Nothing for the group this evening. Looking forward to the field day meeting tomorrow. Should be an interesting talk. That's it. Thank you.
All right, I must have said something else because I have Whiskey 2, Oscar Kilo. Schedule's long evening, folks. Let's go to David, November 2, Alima, November X-Ray. You're next.
Okay. Press to talk and press to release. This is the first time I'm on the net, and let me start again. So this is Dave, W2LNX, Whiskey 2 Lima November X-Ray in Potomac, Maryland, which is in Montgomery County. And this is the first time I'm using EchoLink in any significant way via the computer. I've used EchoLink over repeaters for demonstrations. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the net tomorrow during the day to do field day COVID-19 style. So back to net. This is W2LNX.
All right. So that's fantastic. Thank you. You know, Zoom's got nothing on us, folks. Nothing. Okay? I mean, even during thunderstorms, you'll find me right here. During inclement weather, during special events, severe when there's like severe backups. If I'm happen to be home or I'm here teleworking. I've got EchoLink running anytime I can. And great point, David. Great point. I have it on my phone too. And I will tell you, since I travel to D.C., there have been times on a Friday when I'm stuck in traffic and have, and many of the participants this evening have heard me, I've had to do it from the phone, in the car, the net. And there's just not enough real estate on that screen. Okay? All right, very good. Let's go to KC4KMY. I don't have a name. I have iPhone, but that's okay. How about KC4KMY?
This is KC4KMY. I'm not sure whether I'm getting into the net or not, but again, you guys run a great net. First time check-in out of Highland, Maryland. Back to you, KC4KMY.
Well, thank you, sir, very much. We enjoy having you with us. Please join us again. Before it gets much later, and I want to get to John, WB3GXW. John, if you're available, can you make an announcement on the bulletins, please?
Oh, good evening, Marty and the net. This is WB3GXW. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we'll start off with amateur radio newsline. That'll be on the WASH underscore DC conference server where the net is currently being held. That, and then followed by, amateur radio newsline, then ARRL audio news. Sunday evening, 7 p.m. local time. Same conference server, this week at Amateur Radio, which is a news and information bulletin, been around for a long time. One other quick comment, the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club utilized another node that I have available. It's WB3GXW-L, which is also being used by the Maryland Emergency Phone Net. If any club or organization would like to use one of those nodes for their nets or any other activity, please contact me, my call sign at ARRL.net. Both the WASH DC node and WB3GXW-L are on commercial internet servers, so 100 connections. Haven't been able to break it yet, so that's all I have. Good night, everybody. Be safe. And there will be a very interesting small announcement at the conclusion of the net. WB3GXW out.
Okay, very good, John. All suspense, wow. Announcement at the end of the net. As I said before, if you cannot stick around and you'd like to be contacted later, just please put in the text box your call sign, contact information, email is preferable, and the topic net or ARIES or any other subject that you would like to have more information on, and we'll try to get you some help from your Maryland, D.C. section. All right, let's go to Tommy, November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar. Tommy, a few words for the net, please.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. The Goddard Amateur Radio Club is still running its noon net daily on the WA3NAN repeater, WA3NAN-R on Echolink. And it's a place to get information about COVID-19, local stores, what supplies are available where, and just keep in touch with everybody and see if there's any need for any assistance. And that's all I have. Stay safe, stay healthy. This is N3TJO. Back to Marty.
All right. Very good, Tommy. That is the WA3NAN, Goddard, just north of D.C., Goddard Space Flight Center area. And you get quite good coverage down there. Matter of fact, I've talked to these folks on my way up the boulevard. So new nets, very important. Thank you very much, Tommy, for sharing that. Next is going to be Neil, and then we're going to go to Butch. NIQW is after Neil. Neil, KB3, Zulu, Zulu, Juliet. Neil, you're next. All right, nothing heard there. Butch, NI2W. All right, nothing there. Kilo, Bravo 3, Charlie, Sierra, Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Good evening, everyone. This is KV3CS. Just wanted to check in and hear. I figure there would be some discussion, perhaps, about how we're going to do field day, and that was pretty much it. Back to net, KV3CS.
Yeah, tomorrow at noon here on the Echolink server, we're going to have a Q&A and suggestions. I've heard many different possibilities. I mean, I even thought, if you could set up your station and then have people call you on your phone and put your radio on Vox and have them make some QSOs, and then when they're done, they hang up and somebody else calls. And I thought, well, why can't I just use Zoom to do the same thing? And it was like, wow, if I had a software to find all kinds of ways to do it. But just keep in mind, the rules allow to do field day. In this particular case, it's going to be slightly different. So thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to, where did I see Faya dead? I saw him here somewhere. Hang on a second. I know you're here. I got to find it. Bear with me, folks. It's a long list. Oh, there it is, November 6th.
This is N6FAK, and I don't have anything to report. It's an excellent net, really enjoying it over here in Colombia and staying safe and inside. And this was an excellent information, excellent net. Okay, I will actually repeat again.
All right, very good. I am going to end the net at 9:30. I apologize if we did not get to everyone. I'm going to take the next 10 minutes. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, and you're listening to the Maryland DC section Echolink node. Is there any stations that are on the net that have something to share with the net and the Maryland section? I'd like those stations to give me their call signs. If your call sign starts with a kilo, please be first. I'm sorry, alpha is first. I can't spell. Just do it alphabetically. Alpha stations that have something to share with the net for the benefit of our members, please give your call now. All right. Any stations kilo that like to share? All right. I need the number. I can do that later. Okay. All right. Do we have any, and believe me, it's been a long night, folks. Do we have any stations November that have anything to share with the net?
Hello, Marty. This is N6FAK, and I was did to say that this was an excellent net. Really informational. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay, do we have any stations, Whiskey, that have section information that would be beneficial to the members here and to the section as well? Any stations, Whiskey, starting Whiskey? All right, very good. Let me just a few more stations here, and then we'll start to roll it down here. I'm actually getting quite tired, so I need to take a break. Let's go to, did I take care of John, Skywarn Aries, Kilo? Let me start over. John, November, Kilo 3, Delta. John, are you still here?
Good evening, Marty and the rest of the net, NK3D. Nothing to report. Good net. Everybody stay safe. NK3D, back to net.
All right, and next I'd like to go to November 3, Quebec, Yankee, Juliet. November 3, Quebec, Yankee, Juliet, you're next. All right, Gary, Kilo Charlie 3, Alpha, let me say again, Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Alpha, Foxtrot, Gary. Yeah, Gary, your audio is try this here. This is why we're hands. We're help each other. Your audio is very, very low. I had to turn the volume all the way up just now. Try that again and get as close as you can to the microphone.
This is KC3EAF, first time Echolink, and so I'm still learning how to use this. I'm actually on a Surface laptop trying to do this. I've got my radio in my hand.
Yeah, I heard you had the laptop in your hand. No, your audio is very low. I have come to realize, even with my, I have just an inexpensive mic I bought, a little gooseneck mic at the CVS store, I don't know, 10 years ago. I've come to realize that you actually have to adjust the microphone, and this is important, too, for your Zoom meetings. If you're going to check in to Echolink, there is an Echolink test server that's available for you to check your connections and audio adjustments for your output sound and your input microphone. You'll find that in the menu of the Echolink application. It's called the Echolink test server. It does not go anywhere except back to you. So if you say, hello, test server, and you unkey the mic, a few seconds later, you'll hear your voice coming back from the test server. It's a great way of getting set up, checking things out. Thank you very much, Sarah Gary, for joining us. Let me move on to Stu, WI3J. Stu, you're next. All right. I do not hear Stu. I have many other stations, and I appreciate you all for being here this evening. And I will tell you that it is very impressive and rewarding to see you all joining us for the Maryland DC section Echolink Net. And we will have plenty of information to share with you. If you don't already know, and if you look in the on the league website, I also host a Twitter page where I put information that's happening, and sometimes as soon as it's happening or it might be planned. Also a Facebook page, and trying to do social media, and doing the analytics. If you're a number person like me, I love doing analytics. So I'm downloading all of that analytical data from the social media and figuring out what works for you and what you're looking for, or you could help me by telling me what you're interested in and join us on those social media sites. I want to thank everybody here. I want to thank John at WB3GXW for hosting our net today and all the other nets that we've had and the ones we will have here and supporting us here in the section. John, thank you very much. John will also, during thunderstorms and other severe weather or situations, he'll also put on the title of the repeater, I mean of his Echolink, for example, thunderstorms or something like that. I encourage you to check in often. It's not a bad idea just to drop in. Think of this as your Echolink club for the section. Drop in and say hi to people who show up. Also, I'd like to thank the MDC section staff, all of our members, our club members, our club executives, our Aries members, National Traffic System members, and members participating and supporting amateur radio in Maryland, D.C. I'm going to conclude the net at this time. Very tired, folks. It's been a long day. But I'm looking forward to having a chance to talk with you again very soon. And as I said, if you have any questions, please put them in the text box and just remind us here what the subject is. It's Aries, or what you'd like to get, information you'd like to get back. Thank you all for joining us. It's been a great net. I don't know how many, but I can check real quick. Let me ask Scott. Scott, do you know how many you got on the list right now? Maybe I can answer John's question.
No, I'm going to have to struggle through it. I think I got some duplicates. KB3JQQ.
All right, and I have some stations off the repeaters that don't show up in the text window. John, I'll get you a number. It may not be tonight. It's been a long day. It started at 5:30. So I'll get you the number. Do you need it before tomorrow? I'll take silence as that's affirmative. He'll take it tomorrow. All right, folks, have a great night. And a reminder, be safe, be well, and please get on and communicate. This is our golden opportunity for us to demonstrate that all amateur radio bands are needed. Use them all and keep in touch. 7-3s, have a great night. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. KB3MXM. This has been the Maryland DC section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Echolink node, WASH_DC, and linked repeater systems. We want to thank you for your participation and your support. This concludes the net for this evening. 7-3. Good night.
Final comment, Marty. I put a little comment in there. I'd like to just make folks aware that Al Farnham, KB3MKJ, who's been a big help in the FARG systems up here, become a silent key on March the 31st. We're all going to miss him. Thank you, Marty. W3ICF.
Thank you, Phil. And let's pay our respects to our fellow ham. We'll have a short moment of silence. And thank you very much. All stations stand by. Thank you for your participation and respects for our silent key. Rest in peace. 7-3s, everyone, good night. Have a great weekend. KB3MXM, see you next month. Bye.
Thank you, Marty. KB3S, see ya.
Good night, all. Tried to check in from down here at the National Harbor. I could help. Hello, Charlie 3, Victor Archer. On RF from down in Oxford Hills near Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Good night, all.
Roger, roger. Good night.
Good night, all. Found my microphone.
Okay, Garrett. I'll tell you this. $10 mic from CVS 10 years ago has been to more disasters. Well, it's been to as many disasters as I've been to, and it's still kicking. Now, I've put three plugs on the end of it because every one of them, it only lasts for about maybe one disaster, and I've got to replace it, but sometimes things don't have to be expensive to be durable.
Well, I'm new and I'm old, and you'd laugh if you knew what I just did. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay, I see the bottom of the list. It's shrinking quickly, so everybody's checking out. 7-3's all. It's my time to go to bed. KB3MXM.
All right, I just took four duplicates out of the list here, so I'm still looking through it. KB3JQQ.
Okay, very good. Send me an email, or that'll be fine. WB3GXWQRT.